Okay, just to go back, I tried to get clarity on these the black dot business. So, what seems to come out is if the black, even if you have, I saw up to four black dots, but they're in one area, and it's not on the bottom, not on the, by the chotam, even one is going to passel if you could see it easily. Four on the bottom is not going to passel if it's in one area. But if you have two on either side of the esrog, for some reason that's called minumar, that's called spotted. Even though each time I look at it, I can only see one, that's still called minumar. And even two is going to passel if they're on each side of the esrog, because it goes around the majority of the circumference of the esrog. So, like, I don't know, there was a whole discussion over there which was, I assume, was addressing the fact that when I have two dots on two different sides, is that, depending on how you look at it, it can't be rove, meaning no. It can be even Steven, and once it's not even Steven, so if you go, it depends on which way you go. If you go around one way, it's less than rove. If you go around the other way. So I assume that's what they were addressing, but I didn't fully understand what the Sfarma said. Okay, anyway, that's a shayla when you have your esrog, and if you have two black dots, you bring it to the local Orthodox rabbi. Okay. Tough reish man test. Dvarim haposlim ba'arba'a minim. So we spent the last few weeks learning about all the four of the arba minim. And each one has its own mishnah in Perek Lulav HaGazal. And each one has things that are universally puzzled, that relate to all four, and each one has things that are unique to them. So up to now, we had four simanim that discuss each one, lulav, hadasim, haravos, esrog, each one discussed the psulim that were specific for that specific min. But each one starts off hagazov hayavesh puzzle. So now we're talking about those things that are puzzled universally for all four. So we're going to start with the lulav hagazel, or any of the arba minim that are gazel. So it says the Shulchan Aruch Tav Reish Mem Tesif Aleph, kol arba'a haminim psulim begazel uveganav. All four of the arba minim are going to be puzzled if they are stolen. Gazul, ganuv, stolen in public, stolen in private. Bein ifnei yeyush, bein lacha yeyush. It doesn't matter if the person has given up hope of ever getting it back or not. Either way, it's going to be puzzle. Now, the sugya is not an easy sugya to go through and to really understand properly. Meshuv Sif Katan Alf Gazov Ganov Diatzil Lakachta Lachem Biyom Rishon Rahay Lachem Misha Lachem Hu. So, from that, sounds like we're working within Lachem, and once we're working within Lachem, you don't have to come on. So we're only talking about the first day, because Lachem Lachem Yom HaRishon. Lachem is only Yom HaRishon. And then there's no difference between Gazul and Ganuv, Lachayra and Shaul. I also can't borrow an Esrog, because it's not mine. I have to take it from my friend in a way that I acquire it, at least temporarily. Continues, Mishav Yosef Katam Beis. So it doesn't matter if it's before Yeish, or even if it's after Yeish, it's going to be possible. Because Yeish alone does not acquire it. So the fact that he gave up hope of ever getting it back does not make it yours. Everyone agrees on the first day not yours, it's not yours. In terms of the rest of the week, we'll have to see what's coming over, in the continuation of the Mechaper. Continues the Mechaber. Aval gozo ukna'o below siyu ha-mitzvah. If you stole it and you acquired it before trying to fulfill the mitzvah, you can't acquire something that's stolen through fulfillment of the mitzvah. That would be mitzvah baba there. But it was stolen, he acquired it without the siyu ha-mitzvah. Kago gozo lulav vishi pahu. He did something to the lulav. We'll see what in a minute. Then it's going to be kosher. Why is it kosher? Dekanye bishinoi maisa, because he made a kinyan through chaining. He did something to change the lulav. That's called a shinoi maisa. He does a shinoi maisa, so it's going to be kosher. He has to acquire it before he fulfills the mitzvah. He can't pick it up and acquire it by picking it up and fulfill the mitzvah simultaneously. That's not going to work. As he says in the last line of that, if he acquired it through picking it up and he wants to do the kinyan and the mitzvah, you know, gitav yado ban kechad, that doesn't work by the lulav. The halavay mitzvah ba'aver, and the tzach la'gvio achik ha'pam sheni ilachis bo. He picked up the first time for the gzela. Once the gzela is over, perhaps it's possible that now he can be yotzi the mitzvah. That's the pashut. That's what we're going to see. That's what we're learning about. Sifkat the dali gaza lulav vishipo rogvaz and the be'eshe gaza lo yadayim mesukan karoy. The lulav was not yet the proper lulav. Shenucha lekro lav shem lulav. You wouldn't even call it a lulav. He did something to the lulav, physically did something to the lulav to fix it up, to turn it into what we would call a lulav. That now it wasn't called a lulav before, now it's called a lulav. We're in Taf, Reish, Mem, Tes, Sif, Aleph, talking about the stolen lulav. So if you steal the lulav, but then you fix it up, meaning, I don't know, whatever, you took the lulav from, you stole it, but it wasn't, didn't look like a lulav, for whatever reason. And you clipped it here, clipped it there, did whatever you need to do to fix it up, to call it now a lulav. So now you did a shinui to it. So now it's kosher. Mishabasiv katan hey, the kanya mishinui maisa. You did a maisa. And now you've acquired it through the maisa, and now you can fulfill your mitzvah. Mishabasiv katan hey, vizem ahani, afilu below yayush. Even if the guy did not give up hope, once you do something to it to change it, fix it, shinui maisa, you will acquire it. Even on the first day when it needs to be yours, you will still be yotzi the mitzvah because you acquired it. It became yours when you fixed it up.
Even though you stole it.
Even though you stole it. It's called yours because you acquired it. I mean, once I do some shin and mice, I change it, I do something significant to it, so now I acquire it, it becomes mine.
Yeah. You steal a car and give it a paint job.
It becomes mine. Well, I don't know if painting is enough. It becomes mine. But I owe him for the car. Meaning, so now instead of owing him the lulav, I owe him, whatever, $50. Instead of owing him giving him back the car, if I don't know if paint is enough, but if I did something significant to the car, right, so now I'm a terrible person, I did a maisa ganeva, we're not encouraging this, we're not saying it's mutter. But if he did something significant to the car, he turned the regular car into a convertible, so now the car becomes his. But he owes you, whatever, $30,000 for the car. Even though you say, I don't want $30,000, I want my car back. Okay, that's the halacha. When he invested and he did a significant change to the item, he acquires it. He acquires it, but I owe him now, I owe him the money. Continues Mishabasif Katan. Hey, who are the nechad avi yeyush v'shini rishus? Now yeyush alone, the guy gives up hope of ever getting it back. Yeish kidi lo kani. Yeish alone, well, not a, it's not yours. But once yeish is combined with something else, like a shini rishus, that means it had yeish by you, and then you gave it to me. So now there's yeish by you. There's only yeish. That's not good enough. But now you give it to me. It's a shini rishus. It changes possession. Once it changes possession after yeish, so then I will acquire it, and I can now be yotze the mitzvah with this lulav. What if I give it back to him? Is that still called shini rishus? Maybe, I don't know. Ruah din echad aviyeish shini rishus. Kugon, shagazlan machra o nasol achir. The gazlan gave it or sold it to somebody else. Oh, so achir kosher lotzisbo. Afilu biyamarishon. Even on the first day, when it needs to be lachem, you can fulfill your mitzvah, it became yours. The kanahu, you acquired it. Aidei shini rishus. Kevin shekvar haya yeyesh mikodem. It started with yeyesh. He gave up hope of ever getting it back. That's not good enough. He now gave it to somebody else. Now we have yeyesh plus shini rishus. Vishalachem krinabei. That's called lachem.
Don't be worried that the any maker might have stolen his merchandise.
So if I buy it from somebody who's stolen it, so then, assuming there's yeish. Assuming there's yeish, which we'll get to. It's not so simple. Okay. Now, Bichas was very upset at this halacha. He's upset at me. But he doesn't get off so scot-free. Continues the Mechaber, even though he acquired it with the Shini Maisa. And he had Yeish. And, Shini Maisa works even without Yeish. Shini Maisa without Yeish. Shini Rishos, when it goes, changes possession with Yeish. These things, he acquires it. He can even be Yotze on the first day. Ulkachtem Lachem is called Lachem. Umihu lo yivarech alav. So the Shulchan, wait a second. It's true you acquired it, but you acquired it through very improper, shady means, and therefore we won't let you make a bracha on such a lulav. And she must have cut them off. Kevin Shemitchila begezel b'liyado, it came to your head through a maisa gezel, machmarina in the inyan bracha. We are more machmir when it comes to the bracha. The isbe has kara shem shemayim, which involves, of course, shem shemayim. That's the famous Gemara, Botzeh Berech Ne'etz Hashem. You steal something and then you make a bracha on it. That's not a bracha. That's blaspheming Hashem. That's not blessing Hashem. It's stolen. But Magar Avram, Shedaito. So Magar Avram does it. So there's a machlokes how to understand the Machaber. The Magar Avram says, Daito Dafke below Yeish. That's only if there was no Yeish. There was just Shinu. And the Hoya Yeish, Im Shinu Maisa, O Im Shinu Hashem, O Im Shinu Rishus. As we said, it becomes yours with a Shini Maisa, even without Yeish. That's where the Magen Avram says, the Machaber says, don't make a bracha. But if you add both, Yeish with a Shini Maisa, or a Shini Hashem, or it changed the name, it changed possession, it changed something, Mutu Levarit Gamkein. So then the Magen Avram wants to say that the Machaber will say, in such a case, you can even make a bracha. You can't make a bracha when you did this without Yeish, but if you had also Yeish, you can even make a bracha. Don't get upset yet. Okay, however, Das Ataz Le'abasim Chafei. When they talk about stolen Chafei, I think it's Tefillin. Tzitzis. I think it's Tefillin. Taz, it comes up in Chafei. Tzitzis comes up in Tefillin. Achin Das Ataz Le'abasim Chafei. Va'agra Sham De'bechol Gan Ne'yuchal Barach. So the Taz and the Gra disagree with the Magen Avraham. They say, no, that's not the pshat in the Mechaber. Even if you have Yeish and Shinu Yerushal, Shinu Hashem, Shinu Maisa, you still can't make a bracha. It came to your hands in a crooked fashion. I end up Simin Yud Aleph. Simin Yud Aleph is Hilchot Tzitzis. Simin Chafei is Hilchot Tefillin. So it comes up in all these different mitzvahs. If you got your hands on the mitzvah in an illegal fashion, A, can you fulfill your mitzvah with it? And B, can you make a bracha on it? So that's the discussion over there. That's our discussion.
What did you say?
Referencing himself
638
one
of my right. Right, that was a long time ago. Yeah, okay, we learned it almost 7 years ago.
Wow.
Okay. Now, this machlokes, Magen Avraham Taz, is a famous machlokes. And it does come up. I guess, it was 600 or whatever, Simanim ago, but it does come up in various places when we talk about mitzvahs and stolen items. And it could be not even by a mitzvah, it could even be by, you steal your friend's Doritos, maybe. I don't remember offhand, but this is something that it just comes up numerous times, and they all send you back over here to this Machlokes Magen Avraham Taz. Okay. Continues the Mechaber. We have a Bir Halacha. Look at the Bir Halacha. Dibar Masla Begozel Uveganov. Second line, third line. Let's say I steal it, and then I use it on Sukkos. Then after Sukkos, I pay you back. I pay you for it. Does that help? Uveganov Begozel Veshilem Livasov Upiyes Lamalagina. In the end, I paid you, and I beg your mechila, and you meichel me. So, retroactively, did I get credit for taking the lulav? Im yotzel l'mafreya. I ain't see my tough reish and ches, look in the shay tshuva, mishabura.
This is including making a bracha.
No, well, he already did it. This is after.
He made a bracha.
Whatever he did, I don't know.
But he made a bracha.
He was already yotzei, he tried to be yotzei the mitzvah this way. Is he yotzei the mitzvah b'chlal? So that's not clear at all that he's going to be yotzei the mitzvah. Lamai Nafgimina in this particular case. Well, I guess if it's on the first day and he kind of makes it up to him on the very first day, the question would be, does he have to shake again or not? But if it's mamish after Sukkot, the only nafkamina is after 120, is God going to give him credit for doing the mitzvah or not? So God knows the halacha. So for us, the only nafkamina would be if it happened on Yantif. So I don't know what the word levasof means. Okay, ayin sham for Homer. Look at Mishmas Sifkata Kugon, Goza Lula Vishipahu. You stole a lulav and then you fixed it up. Okay. So, not to go through the whole thing. The third, fourth line. Hacha Shani. Disham. Kevin Shachevitz Ata Bishash Yetzibo Eno Shalo. The object that I'm using is not mine. Raksha Hanigzal. It belongs to the person from whom I've stolen it. Mikri mitzvah babaver. Why is that a mitzvah babaver? I stole it yesterday. I wanted to do it as a mitzvah today. Why is it called mitzvah babaver? Is when the mitzvah comes out through an avera. The avera was Sunday. The mitzvah is a Monday. That's two separate time periods. So why is that called mitzvah babaver? Explains the biralacha. Shebe eis kiyum mitzvah. Because when I want to fulfill the mitzvah on Monday, chayfet shel gezel biyado. The object is stolen. Daha ilo yitovin also bedin. If he would come to take me to a din Torah. And we go to a din Torah on Yantif. What would the Bezdin say? Hayam buchuyim lahachzir also achevet aso. They'd say, give back the lulav. You stole the lulav. So the lulav is stolen. It's not my lulav. But when I took a lulav and I fixed it up, like your case with the car, Mashen kein hacha dekanya b'shirim ha'isa. When I steal something, I fix it up. Ainam buchuyim lahachzir achevet. I'm not obligated to return that object anymore. I fixed it up. It becomes mine. I'm obligated. I did a terrible avera. We're not recommending it. But I don't have to return the object. I have to pay you for it. Ela dami ba'am. I owe you money. Nimtu sheka'es ein ha'chefet shel ha'nigzal. So the object that I've stolen is no longer belongs to you. It belongs to me. I acquired it by fixing it up. Ela shelo. We skip the brag, parentheses. That's not called the mitzvah avera because the object has become fully mine. I just happen to owe you $100. Comes to bracha with more machmir. Came into meikar b'achivet to other bigzela since the object came to your hand illegally, so there were more machmir by bracha. But I will be yotze because the object is mine. Oh, I stole it. It's true, I stole it, but now it's mine. I acquired it by fixing it up. Once I fix it up, I acquired it. I happen to owe you money. Okay, but the fact that I owe you money, I don't owe you this lulav. I owe you money. So therefore, I have to pay you money, but the lulav is mine. Continues the machaber. V'yesh omer. No, v'yesh misha omer. Delo nifsal gazul v'ganuv. That the gazul v'ganuv is not puzzle. El leganuv legazlan atzma. Only for the one himself who's stolen it. Aval acherim, but others b'shar hayamim on other day. Aval acherim kosher b'shar hayamim. Other people can use such a lulav, not the first day, because it's not lachem, it has to belong to you, but after that, only the ganav and gazav himself can't use it the rest of the week, but other people can. B'shara yavim chutz miyom rishon. Mishmasev katan zayin, el leganav el gazlan asa, muchach mizeh dedasa machaber, da gazlan ena yote filo b'shara yavim delo b'ina bu lachem. So, the Gazlan himself is not going to be Yotze with this lulav even the rest of the week, even when you don't need lachem. Why not? Bad time. The Havdei mitzvah baba vera. It's a mitzvah baba vera. He has to return it. It doesn't matter if it's before Yeish or after Yeish, because Yeish alone is not low kani. He's not acquire it, and therefore he has to return it. The fact that we're machmir by acherim on Yom Rishon, al korchach ayri lifnei yeish. It has to be before yeish, because if it's after yeish, and then he gives it to somebody, I gave it to the other guy, so you have a combination of yeish and shini rishus, changing possession, then it's okay, then he can be yotze with that. Even on the first day, it becomes lachem. So the fact that we're machmir by acherim means that it's before Yeish. V'lachem amarachmana. Torah says on the first day, Nilachem, it's not his. The Yeish, we called him, but if there would first be Yeish, Imkin at some Avila Yeish, Shini Rishus. By the other guy, right, not by the Ganav, but by the second guy, it's a combination of Yerushin Rishus. The Kinyan Gomer, who had Slav Lachem Krinabu, that would be called Lachem, and he can fulfill his mitzvah. So even though it's stolen, and even though there's no Yeyush, the rest of the week, the Ganav can't use it, the Gazlan can't use it, but everybody else can. Why? Because the Yeyush Omer holds, what's the problem? It's not yours, it doesn't need to be yours. Mitzvah Bavera is only Shayach by the person who's stolen it. I don't have a mitzvah of avera. If you stole it, it's not my avera. But I am a mugger from Shevi b'shem hamuchama. Shecholek, as he disagrees. V'daydu da'af agabe acherim shem lo gazluhu. Even by others, even though they're not the ones who stolen it, afil hochi kevet da'chevetz lo nikna etzlam, since they did not acquire the chevetz. Why did they acquire it? Because there's no yeyush. Shehul ifnei yeyush. So I have stolen goods. So if I have stolen goods, the Mechamas holds, that's Ramban. That's still called the Mitzvah Babavera. I didn't do the Maisa Geneva, but I'm still, what's it called, the name? Harboring a criminal. I'm still housing stolen goods. I am, what's the word? Is there a good legal word for the friend of the criminal that storing the stolen goods in his garage? So that I'm storing stolen goods in my garage. That's also called Mitzvah Bavera, says the Magen Avraham B'Shem HaMuchamos, against this Yesh Misha Omer in the Mechaber.
Aiding and abetting a crime?
Aiding and abetting, okay. Yal King Das the Magen Avraham Shalom L'Hakabazeb. Magen Avraham disagrees with this Yesh Misha Omer in the Mechaber. Aval Be'el Yerabah Kosov Sheyesh Des Mechol Hakel K'Yesh Omer Be'el Yerabah thinks you can be making like this Yesh Misha Omer. The Apla Ganav of the Gazman Atzmo, because even the Ganav of the Gazman himself, Das Kama Poskim, the R Poskim holds, Shasod, the Rishai, Yom Yotzman, that the rest of the week you can be Yotze. So we don't rely on that. The rest of the week, we hold that the Ganav of Gazman cannot be Yotze. But there is such an opinion. We don't rely on that opinion for the Ganav and Gazman himself, but when it comes to Acherim, you also have the Yesh Misha Omer over here, in the Mechaber, Al Kaponim Yesh Lismachalayo Lagabe Achrini. That others can be Yotze, the mitzvah, with stolen goods if they themselves do not steal it, as long as it's after the first day. There's a very long grow over here, and he sounds like he's going with this Yesh Misha Omer. But this is all just, if you can be Yotze, the Iker mitzvah. But when it comes to making a bracha, we're going to go back here. Gam lahagra also the varech alav. Even the grow of the green, you cannot make a brach on it. Feel hechad have a yeish shini rishus, because even if there is yeish and there is shini rishus, also the varech kamosha kasav the mikodin. The kosha came bazas. Even if you have both, and everyone agrees it becomes yours, and you can even use it in yom harishon, the taz and the mangan of taz and the grow against the mangan of rav hold that you can't make a brach on such a case. Okay, Ramah, Hagot. Umishum ze, yeish li zahir. So this is the famous case in the Gemara over there with the Avankri, Rav Huna, where Rav Huna recommends that the Goyish fields may very well have been Jewish fields that were stolen. And the rule is Karka ain't an exelus. So the Karka can't be stolen. If the Karka is not stolen, then there's no yeish while it's still attached to the ground. Because what's yeish? Yeish means you stole my watch, I can't find it, and I give up hope of ever getting it back. But when someone steals a field, they can't hide the field. The field's always there. So there's no such thing as yeish. He's always hoping he'll get it. At some point, he'll get it back. The ruffian, the bully that stole the field, whatever, he'll end up in jail or he'll die or whatever. And this, everyone's hoping to get back whatever the land that's been stolen. Land cannot really be stolen. You can't run away to Brazil with it. You can't hide it. It's just there. So it's not officially stolen, and there's no official yeish. Well, what happens? Once I pick an apple off the tree, or the case of Hadassim, so there's the yeish is already in play. So there can't be yeish while it's attached to the ground, because there's no yeish on karka. But once you clip it off the tree, boom, there's yeish. So if a Jew picks it off the tree, so he would technically be the Goslin.
and then the Maisa Geneva happened before the Yeish. So that's not good enough. So you need both. So Rafuna tells, have the Balasada, the guy who owns the field, or you think owns the field, or might own the field, tell him to pick the Hadassim. Then there's Yeish in the hands of the Balasada, and then he gives it to the Jew. And then the Jew now, there's Yeish, because the Yeish happens immediately as soon as it's picked. And then there's Shinu Shus, a changed possession, and then you can be Yotze Yimitsu. So that's what the Ramah is telling us over here. Mishum ze yesh zar shelo yikotzi ta yisrael ba'atzma echa me'abra minu shebalu lo v'torach lu lovo. The Jew himself who wants to fulfill the mitzvah should not pick the arba minim from the field himself. The karka ain't an exelus, because the karka, even if it was stolen, is not halachically stolen. Ustam akum goes like karkahem. Stam akum has stolen the land. The yellow big zela, the other, when you pick the arba minim, now it came to your hands with zela. And that's a problem. Ella, what should you do? Yekatzitzenu akum, let the guy pick it. V'yiknevehem, and then you buy it from him. So the yeish happened in the hands of the guy, and then you bought it from him, he gives it to you, yeish, and shinei rishus, and with that you can be yotzi mitzvah. Then chilik mizeh bein eretz yisrael v'chutzlaretz, it doesn't matter if you're in eretz yisrael v'chutzlaretz. Period. Lulav she'ogdo akum v'asoh, kosher kamo sukkas akum. Just like the guy can build the sukkah for you, the guy can tie up the lulav for you. That's the whole discussion. Okay, that's basically tough reish mem test sif aleph.